This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Dr. Robert Jones IV is a clinical psychologist practicing in Conyers, Georgia. Bob is also the grandson of Bobby Jones, and along with the family, oversees the legacy of the name of his grandfather. Now, we have been friends for almost 20 years, so it is a pleasure to welcome Dr. Robert Jones IV back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Bob.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you today.
Well, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. Your grandfather passed away more than 40 years ago. Talk to the listener about how the family decided, and how was it a conscious decision to kind of continue the legacy of the name, to have it live on past your grandfather's passing?
You know, after my grandfather died in 1971, we really had no plan on how to continue the legacy or certainly how to even develop it. The idea first came to us quite accidentally when Sony decided to advertise television, and they came to the my grandfather's former law office to find out who owned the rights, and nobody realized that where that would actually lead. And so what it led to was the founding of what is called Jones Heirs Incorporated, and it developed into a very conscious decision to continue my grandfather's legacy.
When you started down this path, were there any products out there that had your grandfather's name on them already?
No, there really weren't, for a couple of reasons. My grandfather was a very private man, and also in the last few years of his life, he was just far too ill to worry about any type of commercial usage of the name. Spalding had dropped the Bobby Jones name on their golf clubs, or the Robert T. Jones Jr. name, to be precise, because they felt that they needed to use the Bob Jones name. And it was the decision of my father and his sisters, my aunts, that not be done. So there was no commercial usage at the time.
When you guys came to the decision to create this, were you then proactive in looking to market the name, or were companies knocking on your door?
Well, actually, it's very funny how it came about. Ely Callaway, who was the founder of Callaway Golf and was a distant cousin of my grandfather's and also of me, Ely originally had the idea to develop the Bobby Jones name on a line of golf clubs that he was producing through what was at the time the Callaway Hickory Stick Company. And so Ely felt that the Bob Jones name had tremendous potential for some commercial development, particularly in luxury lines, and he had a very dear friend whose name was Bert Hand, who was chairman of the board at the time of the old Hartmarks Incorporated, and Bert became interested in the Jones name for a line of what would be luxury sportswear, one of the first luxury sportswear lines out there, and so the thing just kind of developed on its own. At first, we didn't realize how much commercial value there would be to it, and we really didn't pay as much attention to it as we do now. And then Ely brought to us the Bobby Jones How I Play Golf series, and done by a company, I believe, at the time called CyberVision. And everything kind of took off from there. And we have used a very good proportion of our proceeds from all that to fund the Bobby Jones Scholarship between Emory University and St. Andrews. And also, it's, of course, been very helpful to us individually as well. But it's been really helpful in terms of what it's allowed us to do for others.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the movie, because my next question was going to be, I think that was my intro. Of course, I knew about your grandfather and his playing and everything, but those movies were the introduction to me of the marketing of your grandfather. I didn't know where that fell in the timeline of how this all came together.
It was right right at the beginning. And, you know, the movies were wonderful for a lot of people because, you know, very few people had ever seen them before. Ely said that they had been discovered in a warehouse in Kansas, which really wasn't true. The negotiations were done between Ely Callaway and the people at Time Warner, and the people at Time Warner would fly to Kansas, and Ely would fly from California out to Kansas because it was a midway point between New York and L.A. So in truth, what happened was the negotiations were found in a warehouse in Kansas, but it made a good marketing story. But, you know, it introduced me to my grandfather in some ways also, because to me, my grandfather had always been this man who, even though I loved him dearly and he was quite bright, you have to understand that during my whole life, he was an invalid. And this was the first time I had actually gotten to see him in motion playing golf in his prime. And I still enjoy watching them even to this day.
We're talking with Dr. Robert Jones IV. We're talking about the legacy of his grandfather, Bobby Jones. For me, what I remember about the movies, it was one of the first times I heard him speak.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Through all of the products, through all of the things, have there been some off-the-wall proposals that have come to the family?
Yes, we've had some unusual ones. We had one come up for a shotgun. It was a really, really nice shotgun, but and the ostensibly the connection as they proposed it to us was, since my grandfather liked to hunt and was in fact an excellent shot, that a shotgun would make great sense. We tended to disagree, and we basically told them thank you, but it's really not golf related. We did, however, at one time sponsor a cellular phone that was, I think, made by, I forget who it was that made it, but it was a very nice phone. But again, that's one of those that, in retrospect, it was not directly golf-related, and probably we wouldn't do that. And then we've had a couple of others. We had a proposal for a beer company, T-shirts, all sorts of things. But we long since decided that Bobby Jones underwear would not really fit the image we were trying to leave.
We're going to talk to Andy Bell, the CEO of Jones Global, in a couple of minutes, and then later with Jesse Ortiz. This has not been an easy path to get to where we are now. From the family's perspective, the state of the company and the state of the name is what now?
Well, originally we started with an agreement with the old Hart Marks Incorporated. We've had to go through, we went through an actual bankruptcy with Hart Marks, even though Jones was still making money for them. But the company itself went under, and we've had to go through another reorganization, and now we have come out of it with the creation of Jones Global Sports and the sponsorship of the Waite Group, which is a capital firm out of Omaha, Nebraska. And finally, we are very pleased that the company has good capitalization and some really sharp people who are trying to do some marketing for it. So we feel like we've weathered the storm pretty well and are about ready to start really getting back to where we were and making some new ground. You know, to be honest, I couldn't be personally any happier than having Andy Bell on board with us. You know, he has a long history with fairway and greens, has a great reputation in the marketplace, and then, of course, Jesse Ortiz is legendary in the field of club making. So we're very pleased with our current position.
Who will be tasked with overseeing the legacy when you and your sisters are no longer with us?
Well, my sisters and my cousins, we are just now starting to address that question, and it will probably pass on to people within the next generation. But who will actually have the interest in that? We're in the process of starting to determine that now. And of course, we need to do that because, as is the case even with you, John, none of us are getting younger.
Yes, but you're getting older faster than I am.
That is true.
He is Dr. Robert Jones IV, a clinical psychologist practicing in Conyers, the grandson of Bobby Jones. We are going to talk with Andy Bell and Jesse Ortiz coming up in the program. Bob, as always, thank you so very much for taking the time to do this, and I will we'll see each other soon.
Very good, John. I'm looking forward to it.